Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, school's almost over.
Oh,
I know. It's a blessing.
So have you already worked out summer camp? Is that?
I'm working on summer camps. I am. I'm working on that.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe two of them. You know, maybe not just one, maybe two.
Now, I remember last year at this time, you were exploring summer camps, and the prices had just gone, like, through the roof. Is that still the case, or?
Well, I found one that's not quite as high.
Oh, good.
But remember the one in New Mexico was only $1,000.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was a good deal.
Yeah.
And it was way up in the mountains, and, you know, it's been there, oh, I think 40 years.
Wow. And it turned out
so
to be a great one.
It's a very reputable camp for girls.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at some here in Texas, you know, and then we've got church camp also. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of camps. So
I just can't believe we're at that time of year already.
It is that time of year. School's got a week to go. Everybody's going to have children at home.
Yeah.
Either the parents or the grandparents are going to be taking care of them. Somebody.
All the quietness that parents and grandparents have enjoyed for the last several months is about to come to an end.
That's right. And so, you know, you've got to have a lot of activities. You've got to do a lot of things.
Yeah, kids have to stay busy.
And then there'll be a lot of people who are going on the road. A lot of summer vacations are coming up. You know, there's a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
And Texas has got enough things to look at and see that people really don't have to go out of state.
No, we can stay right here and do, you know, pretty much, you'd have a lifetime of summer vacations, even just with, like, all the trivia that you've done over the years. People would probably take just those and have a lifetime of vacations and day trips and weekend trips and things to see and do and places to go. It's great.
And the places that are farther away, you've got the summer, you can do those things.
Yeah.
You know, you can get out and hit the road. And there's so many things to see in Texas. We've got more activities than any place. You know, this week is festival week all over. There's festivals everywhere. Dallas has got a lot of festivals. You can look it up. There's so many festivals all around the state, every kind in the world.
Wow.
And these are fun things to do. And as soon as school's out, you know, we've got all of our wonderful creeks. We've got all of our waterways. We've got all of our parks. There's just, oh, my gosh, so many things to see and do.
Yeah, there's so many great nature, just things to just soak in and all that. And just, you know, and then you put the festivals on top of it and all the rides and the food and all the fun stuff that goes with it. And then it won't be, well, I'm sure it'll be a minute, but then the park opens once they get that all built and done. And what was that, is it Universal, or
I believe it's Universal that's coming to Frisco.
Yeah,
and it's going to be big, it's going to be wonderful, and they're building all kinds of other things. I mean, it's going to be a destination place.
Yeah.
And you know, several billion-dollar companies are moving their headquarters to Dallas.
Yeah.
Big ones. These are chip manufacturers. The people that own Sealy and all this, they own about three big, huge companies. They're moving their headquarters to Dallas. And, you know, they employ 2,200 people.
Jeez. Wow.
I mean, they're worth like $16
billion. Goodness.
And they're
gracious.
Moving their headquarters here. And then, of course, we've got all these stock markets that are coming to Dallas, Texas. I mean, this is just unbelievable. People don't have to go to New York City. They don't have to deal with them up there. You're going to have local folks running all this.
Yeah.
And they're building new hotels in Frisco. They're building everything in the world. There's going to be so much to do in Texas that people will never have to leave, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good thing. It's fixed to be, well, we're already self-sustainable as it is, but it's just going to, like, send all of the self-sustainableness that we have just through the roof. So we could, like, literally just ride that out forever.
And all these places that have went out of business, our barbecue places haven't. They're holding firm. I mean, you can still get the best barbecue in the world in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
and that's the truth. And boy, you try to go to all these other places, and then they'll drown something in sauce, and then they'll come up with this trick and that trick, and it just nothing they do.
And they make peach stuff that goes in their barbecue.
Wow!
Who ever heard of that in their whole life?
What is that?
I don't know. It's not a Texas tradition.
No,
I can tell.
Oh, I've never heard of such a thing before.
These people are a little far out.
Yeah.
And we have rodeos in the summer.
Yes.
I mean, there's so much to see. And Galveston Island is another wonderful place to visit this summer.
Yeah.
I mean, Galveston, they've got all those old mansions, the Moody's home, the Moody Bank, the Moody Insurance Company. There's several people that came to Galveston Island and settled there, and their families... homes are there for you to see. You can swim there. You can fish there. Galveston is a beautiful, beautiful island.
It is. And the water is just, it's amazing.
Oh, it's divine.
Yes.
And there's just so much to see and do. People need to say, you know, we need to do some things right here at home in Texas.
Yeah. You literally don't have to go very far at all. We don't have to get on a plane and travel through time zones, and I mean, we can, like, literally stay right here and have, like, I mean, why would you want to go anywhere else anyway? I mean, really, we always, even when we go on vacation, we'll go someplace far away. It's like we can't wait to get home. So
that's it. Everybody's so tired when they get back, and they could have spent right here in Texas, had a wonderful time, and not have to get on a plane. I wouldn't get on a plane. For any reason.
Yeah.
You know, I think the maintenance is down on them. We've had all these fires in these planes. They've had fires on the tarmac before they even took off.
Yeah.
The engines caught fire. They had to bail out over the wing. Now, what if you weren't able to get out on that wing and get off?
That would be terrifying. I mean...
It would be terrifying. Yeah. And they've had, you know, there's been several planes lately that they were in the air and the engine catches fire. I don't believe they're maintained right now. I think they need to maintain these airplanes and get them up to speed and up to date and not fly out of Newark at all. I mean, you've been seeing all that. All the radar's been going out. They lose contact with airplanes. If I was a pilot, I'd say, I'm not going to fly out of there.
No.
You can just call Johnny. I'm not doing it. You know?
I was waiting for New Jersey to come up somewhere in there.
You knew it would. So, you know, our systems are old. They said they haven't been maintained. They haven't been updated in years and years.
Yeah.
And, you know, they need to stop. They need to go into all these high-tech companies and get them to bid it and to get it fixed.
Yeah, and there's some planes, even a couple of years ago, you could get on an airplane and you knew that they were, and I think the crew even refers to them as, quote, vintage. Welcome to our vintage plane.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not encouraging at all.
No.
But I know that I've been reading almost every week, you know, something happened in the air to an airplane, and they're having to land real quick, and they're having to divert them to another airline, another airport, because of the fires on them. I mean, I'm in shock.
Yeah.
And then we had the lady that her phone blew up and caught fire on a plane.
Oh, geez.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of hazard going on. I'm being nice about it, a little hazard.
Yeah, I thought, wow, that's awfully kindly put.
Now, I was being real nice about it, but let me tell you something. Stay home, get in the car, and go on a trip I think is a great idea, frankly.
Yes. Yeah. Being that far off the ground, it just makes me nervous anyway. And then you put all this other drama on top of it, and I'm not sure. It makes me a little sketchy.
Yeah, I think I'd be having a little second thought. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe just the ground would be a safer place to be right now.
Yeah.
They need to upgrade all this. You know, everything is old. I don't think it's maintained, as I said, and I think I would pass. That's just personal observation.
A little hazard going on right now.
Yeah, a little hazard is flying right now.
That's the quote of the day.
Even the Southwest had a problem the other day. And, you know, they have always maintained everything. They've been one of the greatest airlines in the sky for local company, and they had a problem the other day.
Really?
So, you know, if even Southwest is having a problem, I think you need to get the maintenance issues attended to right away.
My word, I didn't even hear about that. There's so much that goes on. I think I miss half of it. So it's just, there's an indicator right there. So I don't know.
And then they've been running together on the runway. I mean, damaging the planes really bad.
Yeah.
What kind of pilots are these?
I have no idea.
You know?
It's all of a sudden it's like some kind of a clown circus show or something. It's
yeah, it's amateur night.
Yeah, it's amateur
night. That's yeah. What I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, anyway, other than that, the world is still right side up. We're okay.
As far as we know, yeah.
And all these people that are nervous about the economy, you know, I think things are looking up on that side. I think our president is doing a good job. You know, he's in Qatar this week. He's in Saudi Arabia this week. And he's made some deals. You know, he's got some contracts coming this way. He took a lot of our corporate executives over there. They got some business, a lot of business. Boeing got some big business from the airlines over there, from the Saudis and Qatar. They signed contracts worth, you know, billions of dollars. So I think that will help our economy.
Yeah.
All these companies that went over there, all of them got contracts.
Wow.
So that's, you know, that's not for the president. That's for us, the people.
Wow. Then that's fantastic. Then, if that's the case, there's so much that goes on in the world, I miss half of it. So if that's the case, then that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I think that sounds really good, and I think there's good things to come. I think it may take a while, but I think we're all going to be better off for it.
Cool. Well, let's get into money. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby, and your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
So now, with all that, where do you think we are? Where do you think we're going?
Well, I think we're in good shape. We're in better shape than we were 2 weeks ago. We have won three contracts. I think we've got the fourth one. We're starting to fill them. We've already filled one this week, and we've got three more to go. They're good contracts, good LEs. It's real funny, this contract that we just filled, several people called the office and said, is this a misprint on this premium? The premium is $625.
Really? Wow.
On a $700,000 contract.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, that amounts to about $16 a piece. it's so small. And they called the office and said, is this a misprint? I mean, when it's that low, went $600 on $700,000, that's a heck of a deal.
Yeah, it is.
So
Wow. You
have no liability that way. There's no risk.
That is
so
great.
A lot of people went in it. We've already got that one put to bed. And we've got three more coming. They're great policies. I think everybody's going to love them. And we're going to get them filled as quick as we can.
Wow. That's great. I know that it's been kind of a struggle with, like, the bidding process and all for a while and competition.
For 2 months. It's really been a big problem. People, I couldn't figure out what the problem was. And it's the people that are selling their policies could not make up their mind. And the policies we bid in April, they didn't sell. They've now come back to us and said, will you finalize buying my policy? And the people just didn't sign the contracts.
Wow.
I mean, they're crazy. And everybody's talking about them. They're kind of wishy-washy right now.
Yeah. Boy, I just assumed for some reason, I don't know why, maybe they just went some other direction or were playing that silly game that people had been playing for a while, but that's not the case at all. Wow.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't what any of us thought. It was the people that are selling their policies that just went kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And one person had two policies. We bid both of them. And then they pulled one back. Why did they have us bid it and not let us have it?
I don't know. That's kind of weird.
I mean, we bid both of their policies. We ended up getting one.
Huh.
That's how crazy they are right now.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, my word. I mean, if you're going to do one, why not do both?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to affect the sickness.
Yeah.
We know how sick they are. You know, we wouldn't be buying it if they weren't really ill. So I don't understand it.
Huh.
So they pulled the one and kept it when we bid both of them.
Well, that's different, I guess. But all right. Well, at least you got one, though. I mean, that's great.
We got one. It was $750,000. It's a good policy. As I said, all of these have got great premium. They're, you know, like 36 months, which I love 36 and 38 months, as you know. That's just about right for me. So they're good policies. We're going to get them out as quick as we can, get everybody in policies. People have been calling and said, hey, we need some policies. You know, we've got this money sitting here. And we've got two other maturities that haven't hit the bank yet. One of them's $1 million and one's $500,000.
Oh, my
God. So those people are going to want to reinvest when their money gets in. And I think their money will be in this next week, hopefully.
Wow. So then that sounds like great timing.
It is great timing. We're going to try to get them in policies if their money gets in fast enough, and I think it will. I think we'll be able to get those in. So business is picking up. We're getting back to where we were. You know, as I said, we were having a problem, and we didn't know what it was, but now we've got that solved. So, you know, we're back in the game. Things are looking up. People have got profit coming, and they've got more profit coming.
Wow, that's great news. It's so amazing how in 1 week things can turn around so much that fast.
That's right. It can turn around before you know it, and then you're covered up with policies when for 2 months you couldn't even get any.
Yeah.
So the people looks like they've turned around and they're straightening up and they're going to get their contract signed.
Yeah.
And remember, a lot of these people will not do DocuSign. They will not sign it and get it right back to us on DocuSign on the computer.
Hmm.
They want to sign it in person, and that takes 4 or 5 days. The time it's sent out to them and sent back.
So, boy, everything things look like you've had a huge week this week. You know, between all that and then the policies and all that that's happening, it's been really a turnaround from what you've seen over the last couple of months.
Yes, it has. It's been a great turnaround. We have new customers coming on. People, you know, changing companies and they're putting their money with us. We have had some people recommend us, and those people came to us. So, you know, that always helps. The Better Business Bureau said that a lot of people looked us up this last month, and that's always exciting.
Wow.
A lot of people looked us up, and so they always report to us, give us a report at the end of the month, how many people looked us up.
Really?
And, yeah, they always tell us how many people went online to look us up, the whole thing.
Yeah, and you've got a great rating, too, so.
That's right. So it pays off to be a member of the Better Business Bureau, to be an accredited investor with them.
Yeah, no doubt. And it shows the history how long you've been in business, too. And so that's another big thing. So.
And, you know, we've been in Midland 13 years. We've been in business almost 23.
Really? Almost? I didn't realize it was almost 23.
Yeah, almost 23 years.
Wow. That's a big deal. It just shows.
Well,
it's
a long time.
It is.
And we're getting younger all the time.
Of course. Throw that out there. We're not getting older. Gosh. We're getting younger.
Well, let me tell you something. I wanted to hire a handyman this week, and I talked to him on the phone. And you know I have a deep voice. And he says, well, you sound like you're older. He said, this is how much I'll charge. I love that. I go, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, he thought I was an older lady, so he said, you know, I won't charge you my usual rate. I love it.
Well, when you started that, I thought, well, okay, where's he going with this? This is not going to be good. And then it came out in your favor. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
It came out in my favor. And so I didn't offer to pay any more. I just let him, you know.
Well,
it was
sure.
His idea. I go, this is a heck of a price. I'm going to put his name in my phone, you know?
as long as he does quality work, then you're good.
He did. I mean, he did everything I asked him to do and was through by noon.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yes.
So not only was he good.
I had a fence I needed fixed.
Oh, wow.
I need a gutter put up. I need a cabinet door fixed. And some other things, and he did it all.
Just one guy? He didn't even bring a crew?
Well, he didn't bring any helpers or anything. He did it all himself.
All before noon?
All before noon. And the guy I usually used was 2 weeks out, and I'd called another guy, and he didn't show up. So this guy showed up, and he was running a few minutes late, and he texted me and told me he was running a few minutes late.
Wow.
So he was very reputable.
Wow. And thorough. Goodness gracious, that's fantastic.
And thorough. Did everything I asked him, and so I put his name in my phone. Wow.
Wow. I tell you what, though, with that kind of a deal, the next time I need to hire somebody for somebody, I'm going to have you call them for me.
Yeah, and I'll sound like I'm really, really old.
Yeah, play it up.
I love that idea.
That is fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
You could hire yourself out to just schedule appointments for people and make a fortune.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I sound like I'm a real elderly, so it'll help.
I've never heard of that before, but hey, that just opened up a whole new business
That's
opportunity.
That's a whole new deal there.
Yeah. Wow, that's fantastic. What about annuities? Are we still are bonuses still in place? It seems
yeah,
like...
the bonus is still there. You know, the fixed rate came down some, but the bonus is still there. It's still 14%. You know, it's still the best deal in town. The indexes are still there. You know, with stopgap is there. It can't go down. It's all deferred until you take it out. That's the best deal going. How many investments are deferred on taxes till you take it out?
Now, that's
not very
deal.
Many.
Yeah.
Not very many, unless it's an IRA. And this doesn't even have to be an IRA. It can be just regular money. And so that's the best deal going. Also, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are going in. You know, you can be 40 years old. You can be 70 years old. You can get the same rates. They don't have a discount because you're older. I love that. You know, and you can't outlive your money with this annuity.
Wow.
You can take a lifetime income. You can just do so many things. You can say, I don't want to take any money out for several years and let it accumulate. And that really helps. If you let that money stay in there several years, you know, it's interest on top of interest.
Yeah. Just
and
let
then
it sit
the
there
bonus. Yeah, the bonus will pay 3 years in a row. If you put money in every year for 3 years, you'll get the 14% bonus.
And that's just extra.
So it's extra. And then you get the bonus right away. It locks in. And then whatever you make that year is on top of your bonus.
Jeez.
And I tell you this all the time. It's averaged over 10% in the last few years.
I'm so impressed with what annuities are these days. I know they've always been good, but I mean, it just
they're
seems
a lot better than they used to be.
Yeah,
and you know this: if the market goes down, this does not go down. It tracks the market, but it's not in the market. It's never in the stock market. It just mirrors the stock market, which is a safety measure. If the market goes down, this just sits still. If the market goes up, this goes up also. So it's got every kind of protection in it known to man. So a good annuity is worth its weight in gold.
Yeah.
If you buy an annuity through the stock market, it can go down because it has mutual funds in it. Ours has no mutual funds in it. We're not directly in the stock market. A variable annuity is just like being in the stock market because it has mutual funds right there in it.
Yeah.
So this is the best way to go. You want a fixed index annuity. Always remember that. A fixed index annuity is the type to have.
And you're protecting your principal this way, too. It's like
your principal is always guaranteed. It's always locked in. Your principal is not ever going to lose.
Yeah.
And so if you can invest anything and never lose your principal, you're way ahead of the game.
Yeah. We had some friends that are they've taken a course on their own and they've gotten into the stock market. They were just telling us earlier in the week that they have just hemorrhaged cash, and so they're like probably the fastest people that ever got in and out at the same time.
Yeah, you know, when you lose right away, it's such a shock to your nervous system.
Yeah,
you know, you lose 25 or 100,000 real quick. And you go, oh my gosh, our money is not going to be here by the end of the month.
Yeah.
So you know, you got to take evasive action, get it back out of there.
Yeah.
And remember, stockbrokers are there to sell stocks.
Yeah, they're you know, not there for
they're
your.
They're not
interest.
There to worry about if they lose you money or not. That's not their concern.
Mm-mm.
Their concern is how much can I sell today.
Yeah, and that's sometimes
they're not a protector. They're not a protector of your funds.
In many cases,
you're wrong.
Yeah, it might be. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I would almost characterize it as though their interests are in somewhat of a conflict to the investor's interest. It's not that they're
in a way they are.
Yeah,
because I read in all the time about these people saying, "Well, I lost this much and I lost that much." Well, it's because you gave them carte blanche.
Yeah.
You weren't directing your own investments. You didn't understand them. You turned them loose and said, here's my money, go invest it, make me some money.
Gosh.
Well, when they didn't make you money, your nervous system collapsed.
Yeah. And you have no recourse.
You go, oh, my gosh, what's happened to me?
Yeah. There's nothing you can do about it. It's like,
no, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. And which is the thing that I love so much about annuities and life settlements both is that people are in control of their own investments, and nobody's coming in and swapping things and, you know, selling things and moving things around. It's just it goes in, you know, exactly what they're in at the beginning. And when the investment term is over, it's in the exact same place. And so nothing has changed. And that's the thing that I
love
think is
great. Security.
Yeah.
You know, we have more security than any company I know because we don't touch your money. The money goes direct to Nevada Trust. The account is at Nevada Trust. They handle your account. We do not handle your account once it's there. You know, we have to have permission to move your money. We have to have permission from you to do anything. And we invest your money. You know, we have to have it in writing from you. We have you send us an email back and say, yes, this is what I want to do. I want to put 100 in, or I want to put 50,000 in, whatever it is. We make you put it in writing. And that's all kinds of protection. And when the policy matures, the check goes to Nevada Trust. It doesn't come to us. That check always goes to Nevada Trust. And we give them a scenario of who all's money it is and whose account to put it in. And they put it in your account. We've used a trustee from the day one.
Wow.
And not many companies use a trustee. When you go to invest in something, ask them, is there a trustee on this account that protects our interest?
Mm.
And most of them will say no.
See, it's such a big deal, especially in the world that we live in now, where people have gotten so tricky with, you know, different kinds of, I guess, schemes and scams. I know you'll have stories all the time about how somebody stole, you know, $40 million from a bank, or, you know, this and that happened, and it's crazy. Some things are vulnerable and they're left unchecked, but with this type of an investment, there are no loopholes, there are no gaps, there are no security lapses. is. Everything is buttoned up. Everything is regulated. And if anybody tries to make any moves with anything, there's actual human verification because they'll call in and actually like ask you in person, which is even better.
That's right. And I love it. Philip and James both, they call the clients. They verify things. And that's why money does not get out of your account.
Yeah.
And they verify everything you do. And you have to either send them a message or call them to get any money moved out of your account. If some stranger can't call up there and say, well, they've authorized me to do this. Nobody has authorized you. I mean, it has to be from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, and they verify, and it's not an automated thing. Press one if you agree. It's an actual
person. No, you
person.
Can't do all that kind of fancy stuff. they're still old-fashioned enough. They do it by the book, and
yeah.
So do we.
And so, that's great.
And wow. People call me. They ask me my opinion. I give them my opinion on our things. But even if you're looking at something else, you might call us and say, do you know anything about this investment? This latest deal where these people lost like $100 million. If they had just called somebody they trusted and asked them about that investment and had them check it, you know, they really believed it. They believed it was a bank. They believed it was safe. And they were investing in car notes.
Really?
It was called RPG. And I think it was $100 million or more. And they bought these notes, and they told them, you know, you're going to get 8%. Another one of those 8% deals. And it didn't work. And the people took the money and spent it on yachts and fancy cars and European trips, all this. And they find out at the last minute. What happened is these people needed to take some money out. That's how you always find out. They said, okay, I need 50,000 or 100, whatever it was. It wasn't there. They could not find it.
Oh, and the recovery is such a small percentage, if any at all.
Yeah, and I don't know how much they'll get back. The federal government is on it. You know, they've stopped everything, but that won't stop the loss of your money. It's already lost.
It's gone, and you can't.
So if they had asked somebody that knew something, say, can you give me something, information on this? And if you don't find information, you know that's not right.
Yeah. I mean, people have gotten really slick and really tricky, and a lot of them, they look really, really legit. And so, you know, you always have to...
But that money left the country so fast,
yeah.
It wasn't even here when they called for their money.
Oh, geez.
You know, it had already been sent to some faraway country.
Yeah. Oh, my.
And these guys had spent all the money, and I don't know how much they'll get back. If they find it.
Wow.
They've got to find it first.
That is such a shame. And so, you know, it's another thing that you know, people just, you know, if they're looking to get in a place that's a lot safer and it's a lot more conservative and there's, you know, when you start getting into things that you don't know, you don't understand, and, you know, you start asking, if they even get to that point where they start asking questions, the answers are a little bit shady. And so it's just, you know, it seems like there are always going to be some shiny objects out there that people will be distracted with, and they'll just look at them and say, wow, this looks like a great opportunity. And it's almost like that old saying of, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And the fact that you've been doing
this. One lady said it was her mother's life savings.
Oh.
She put her mother's money in it.
Oh, no.
And it was her mom's life savings.
Oh, everything she'd worked for.
Everything she'd worked for, and she's trying to help her mother out, so she put it in.
Oh, Lord, that's the worst. Even she had good intentions, and it just...
Her intentions were fine. It's just she went about it the wrong way.
Oh, no.
And, you know, do business with people here in Texas that you know. You know, we've been in business almost 23 years. I think that speaks for itself.
Yeah.
We're recommended by people every day.
Yeah, and the BBB accreditation, I mean, that's not just a little badge that you buy. They actually, like, they have reports, they have data. It's something that you earn, and so that goes a long way as well. So it's just...
And we had a CPA that recommended us out in Midland for years, but he's passed away with cancer now.
Oh, no.
But he would call me and say, Faye, I have a client here in my office. I want to bring her over. He'd bring them over himself to my office. And, you know, we'd invest her money. And sometimes he'd just call and say, I'm sending somebody over. But we loved him. He was a great guy. He was pretty young when he got cancer and passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and another one of our clients has passed away again with cancer.
Oh, no.
He got prostate cancer. It didn't kill him. Then he got lung cancer, and it killed him.
Oh, no. I'm sorry about
and
that.
And I think it just moved up. You know, usually it starts at the top and goes down. But this guy got, you know, prostate cancer, and then it moved up, and it got in his lungs.
Jeez.
And, yeah, he was a customer for a lot of years. He owned a business in Odessa.
Oh, wow.
And we've had several clients die of cancer lately. Hmm. So not only do we buy cancer policies, but a lot of our clients know about cancer.
Yeah.
You know, because they've lost relatives. You know, we do pancreatic cancer when we get it. And we've had several people that invested in our pancreatic policies and said they had an uncle die with it, they had someone else die with it. So they understood how fast moving it is.
Yeah.
And of course, this year we've done a lot of esophagus cases, and those have already matured. Because there's really not anything you can do once you get esophagus cancer.
Jeez. And you know, it's sad that so many people know firsthand, because
that is the really sad part. They already have had a relative or someone, you know, pass away with it. And one of our clients, it's been 3 years ago, he was consistent. He invested in so many policies. We did so much business with him. And we really loved him. And he got it, and he was dead in 3 months.
Oh, wow. Oh, my word.
And, yeah.
Wow.
And it was shocking.
Yeah.
I think we've only had one that died with heart disease. Most of them have died with cancer of some kind.
Jeez.
And so we know cancer. We know how it works. And that's why we try to buy all cancer policies when we can.
Yeah, and you know your investors firsthand. I mean, they're like a lot
we
of them.
Know their stories.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've got the one family that we have the mother, and we had all the brothers. The brothers came to me maybe 6 years ago. They were with another company, and bad things were happening. And they came and said, Faye, can we move our accounts to you? And I said, sure. They moved their accounts with us, loved all of them. And things started happening to the family. One of them was murdered.
Oh, my.
And, yeah.
Oh,
and,
wow.
So then that just left, too. And the mother has been investing with us along with her boys all these years.
Wow. Jeez. It's
so we do have a lot of families that, you know, we have another family that's been with us from the start. And the cousins, the aunt. And them, they all invest with us.
Well, and you know, when you recommend something to a friend or a family member, if it's not a good thing, you put your relationship with that person in jeopardy, because
you certainly do. If it goes bad, they're going to blame you.
Yeah, that's not going to go well. And so the fact that you have all these recommendations from people who have been with you for so long, it's a big deal. It says a lot, really.
And, so. You know, we've still got some of the old policies. We're trying to get them out. We've still got four or five of those. But, you know, we've been doing a lot better job since about 23 or maybe 21. The policies have gotten a lot better. They're coming in a lot faster. We're doing a lot better job. And we're trying to improve the process all the time.
Yeah.
We're trying to get them money faster. We're trying to make sure the policies going to do what it says it will. So we're doing a lot better job.
Yeah, and you've got the data to back all that up, too. So
yes, and we try to keep records on all this. It's a big job because, you know, we've got 100-something million invested.
Wow.
So it's hard to, you know, but we're doing a better job than we were. And, of course, we've got that new accounting system, which helps a lot.
Yeah, Yeah. So these are not just, it's not just a silly, outrageous claim. It's actually like you have the data, you have the proof, you've got the years behind you, you've got the experience, you've got the knowledge, you've got all the people that have made money and recommended it to other people as well. So the foundation is there, it's been working, and, you know, it's just like, well, why fix what's not broke? So the proof is in the pudding. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every day around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
I'm going to talk about our Texas State Parks.
Oh, yeah.
I've been wanting to talk about it, and that's my subject this morning. How many state parks do you think we have in Texas?
Oh, boy. I'm going to guess something that's going to sound dumb. I'm going to say 350.
760. We've got 76 state parks. We've got 10 national wildlife refuges.
Really?
We've got 4 national forests and 1 state forest.
Really?
Now, yes. Now, Big Bend, of course, is one of my favorites. And, you know, Big Bend has got over 1,200 species of plants.
Whoa.
It's got 450 species of birds. It's got everything in the world. Now, it is a national park. And people forget that Big Bend is, you know, how many acres do you think is in Big Bend?
Oh, geez. 200,000?
311,000 acres.
Really? Wow.
Yes. I mean, you know, we have got some big parks in Texas.
Yeah.
I did not know it was that dadgum big.
Wow.
And, you know, it was deemed a national park, you know, years ago. But I did not remember. I always forget that it's a national park. You know, that it's not just a state park.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that But then you know you stop and think about it, and it's like we have so much land and so much open space. It kind of makes sense.
So darn big. Well, it was established in 1944.
Really?
Yeah, and I always forget that it's that far back. But let me give you some information on our biggest Powell Deer Canyon, which I love. Powell Deer Canyon. It's 28,000 acres.
Really? Oh, wow.
And it was established in 1934.
Really? Even further back?
Even further back. It's in Randall County, if anybody forgets about that. Palo Pinto Mountain State Park in Stevens County is 4,000 acres.
Jeez. Wow.
And Caprock Canyon Park in Briscoe County, established in 1982, it's 15,314 acres.
Oh, my word. Wow, that's huge.
I mean, these are huge parks. I did not know that our parks system was this big.
Yeah.
And Choke Canyon State Park, it is 25,670 acres.
Golly.
And it was established in 87. They even have alligators in that state park. I did not remember that.
I didn't either.
I will probably pass on that one.
Yeah.
And Colorado Bend State Park in Lampasas is 5,328 acres.
Jeez.
And then Devil's River State Park is 37,000 acres. That's in Val Verde County.
Wow.
37,000 acres. I mean, our parks are so big, I can't believe how we even take care of them.
I know.
I wonder. And Franklin Mountain State Park in El Paso is 24,247 acres.
Oh, my word. Golly.
And it's just amazing at all these. Now, the new park that's coming on is going to be 3,000 acres. They just bought it. They just bought the 1,100 acres to go with it, which will make it 3,000 acres. Now, how much money do you think the state of Texas has got that they've put up just for parks?
Oh, my gosh. It has to be a fortune with all this land.
$1 billion.
Oh, I would have never guessed anywhere near that.
$1 billion. You know what? I think as many parks as we've got all across the land, they could take that money and reduce our taxes on our land. Our real estate taxes are horrible in Texas. But anyway, the park department has just purchased 1,100 acres of land in land passes in Burnett County for this 3,000-acre park that they're building. And they're going to build six more.
Wow, really?
Yeah, six more. But they had acquired 2,000 acres of land in Burnett before this. So they're going to combine the 2,000 acres and this 1,100, and it'll make a 3,000-acre park. They're looking forward to generations of Texas using it.
It's like not only have we already got all these parks already set up and established, but to the fact that they're like adding more is actively. That's great.
Yeah, and they've added 3,700 acres at Enchanted Rock and 500 acres at Lake Colorado.
Wow.
So, I mean, taking care of these, I just don't know how they have enough park rangers for all these parks. I wonder if they do.
I don't know. There might be a shortage.
But $1 billion just for parks. I mean, it sounds like they've just got money to play with.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in shock. I mean, I just don't know what to think.
I don't know.
And of course, Big Ben is, such a big, huge deal. You've got all the mountain area. You've got everything in Big Ben. And it's the farthest away.
Wow. I'm so impressed. Of course, I didn't realize it was, billions of dollars to take care of all this. But I'm just so impressed that we have, I don't know for sure. I'm just kind of guessing here. But I would imagine there's no other state that has this much open land, that has this much dedication to preserving it. I mean, I'm all about progress. I love progress and advancing and all that. But to have this much emphasis on maintaining land in a preserve and in a park is just fascinating to me. I don't know if there's another state that has this much.
I'll bet nobody has got as many parks as we've got, and the thousands and thousands of acres that have been given or bought for state parks and a national park. I mean, I'm shocked that we've got this many parks that are so huge. Now, we've got a lot of little parks, 300 acres, 200 acres. But, my gosh, 27,000 acres?
Yeah.
300,000 acres?
I mean, my word.
I don't even know how we maintain parks that big.
I don't either. You start adding up, and I'm kind of doing some rough math in my head, but, you add up the acreage that we have dedicated to parks like this. It's just, it's a lot of territory that's being preserved. It's just, it's fascinating.
I'd say it's a million acres, wouldn't you?
I would say, yeah, probably. It's got
to
be.
Probably a million acres.
It's like,
I mean, wow. I just am in shock. I said it's for all of us to enjoy the rest of our life. You couldn't even visit all these parks.
Yeah.
You know, there's too many of them. And like Big Bend, it gets so hot there. there comes a time when nobody can even go in the park. It's so hot.
Yeah. but boy, you hit it in the right season. And my gosh, it's beautiful. It's just,
it is. It's got the flowers there. Every kind, there's 1,200 species, 450 kinds of birds. It's probably got more of everything in the world at Big Bend than any of the others.
Yeah.
Now, Powell Deer Canyon is fabulous. The Indians lived there for a long, long time. They've got the beautiful cliffs. They have the show Texas there every year. I mean, it's got a lot going for it. I love Powell Deer Canyon also.
Yeah. Just to see land, that's virtually undisturbed for hundreds, if not thousands, of years is just.
That's exactly right, and to preserve it, where we can all enjoy it and go there, and I don't know how many people, but they say millions of people a year go to our parks.
Oh yeah,
millions.
I believe that. That's that might even be an understatement. It's just there's so many different things to do. If you were to just do nothing else in your lifetime but travel to our parks, I still don't think you could cover them all in an entire lifetime.
You probably couldn't, because there's so many good things about each one.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them are in East Texas, a lot of them in South Texas, Central Texas, West Texas. You know, there's something going on in parks all over the state.
Yeah.
You know, even Galveston Island has a 2,000-acre park.
Yeah, it's you know, there's so many, and they're all a little bit different. It's not like you're just going to one and oh, this looks like all the rest of them. They all have their own unique things about them, and so it's fascinating that we have this much land and this many parks. And I'm glad to see that they're being preserved like that, because once you start like building and start, you know, messing with it, you can't ever really go back to what it was. It'll never be the same. And so
Eisenhower State Park is in Grayson County, just a little park, 463 acres.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really a lot of land. But it sounds small when you talk about all this other.
I know. In a normal situation, that would be huge. But compared to the other ones we have.
But ours are also magnificent when you talk about them. You know, you go, holy cow.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. I love it. So I don't know. I don't know how they, I mean, billions of dollars to maintain all it. It's a big number, but I guess when you start, you know, combining the acreage and you think how much, you know, land there is and how much that would take. I guess I can kind of see it. It's like, but again, everything is bigger here than everywhere else. So that's kind of our thing.
It is bigger and better. Yeah. We know that, but it's just amazing to me. You know, that we have national forest here. We have a state forest. You know, it's just amazing to me that we've got 76, six on the way.
Wow. I mean, just the fact that they're not just, you know, resting on what we've already got. They're actually like adding more to it. It's just more for us to enjoy and more places to go and more places to see. And it's just, I love the fact that's very, very much top of mind, because, you know, there's just nothing like you can't experience the parks that we have here in other states. It's not the same.
Well, they don't have what we've got. Texas has got everything.
Not
you know,
close.
We've got desert, we've got mountains, you know, we've got East Texas forest, we've got all over Texas the land is different.
Yeah,
you know,
water.
You've got so many different things to use.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I love it. There should be, we should probably start to put together a national park tour for summer vacation, because it's coming up. So now, you know, these are now going to go on the list. So
that's right. And if you go early, you can even go to Big Bend if you don't wait till August.
Yeah, don't wait till
you. Because it's going to be too hot in August. But if you go now, you know, after school, you see all the beautiful flowers. You can see all the trails. The Rio Grande River is there between cliffs. There's just so many things. And you might even spot a bear.
Yeah.
You know, they've got the bears there. They've got cougars. They've got everything.
They do. And it's one of those things where it kind of, when you're in the middle of it, it kind of reminds you how small we actually are. It's just so.
That's right, how small this world is.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
All right, before we wrap real quick, with life settlements, there are two risks that we always like to tell people. What's the first one?
The first and the greatest risk would be if it goes over, you have to pay premium. That's why every contract we write, we tell you how much the premium is in advance, so you will know. The other risk is it's not liquid till it matures naturally. So when it matures, you get principal and interest.
Okay.
But not before.
And people do need to be accredited to qualify.
You
for
must
life
be
settlement.
Accredited. You must make either $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million, and that's without your home.
Okay.
And the minimum investment on a life settlement is $100,000.
For annuities, it's not exactly the same.
A lot easier.
Yeah.
They ask a lot of questions. What is your income? What is your net worth? How much money do you have for like your utilities, your house, all that? And we add all that up and subtract to make sure you have plenty of money for emergencies. And you can't put every dime you've got into an annuity. If anybody tells you you can, you walk away. You have to have money at home.
Yeah, that's a trip to Vegas.
That's right.
Risks, there's not really any that we can think of.
There's not really any risk because your principal's always safe.
Okay.
And then whatever you make, it locks in once a year. Your interest locks in every year at the end of the year.
Cool. All right. So I know a lot of people, you know, when they come to see you for the first time, they've already got kind of an idea of how both investments work, and they're ready to go. But others have some questions before they get started. Some just want some more information. So wherever anybody is in that spectrum, they do need to come, call, make an appointment, come see you. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Go to the website, look us up, and read about us.